100 Word Stories.
Hi there. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. Not dead yet, so let's hear a few stories. 100 Word Stories. Sent by you, because this is the weekly challenge. I post a topic, you come up with the stories. Have you heard of this before? Oh, good. Because we've been doing this for 510? Ooh! Oh, man, that's a lot. We've got stories from Jeffrey, Charlie, Muncie, Richard, Lizzie, Amy, Aubrey, Serendipity, Tom, Tura, and Orville Joe. Oh, and Planet C. Well, you know, you've got to include him. The topic was camera. And we'll turn the camera on y'all. No. Just the microphone. I mean, a little light turns on and you're wondering, what? Not this early. So, let's get started with the stories. I hope you enjoy them. I'll be back after the, you know, lineup and all that. Here is Jeffrey, and let's begin.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 510 on the topic of camera. I'm recording this a little early this week, because a big snowstorm is bearing down on us, and I don't know if we're going to have power, so I thought I'd better get this in the can. My first story is called The Decline of Civilization. In downtown Washington, as in any tourist area, cameras are ubiquitous. Tourists snap away, taking home reminders of their trips. Back in the day, though, the expensive film made everyone consider carefully each click of the shutter. Today, the horrible combination of digital cameras and human narcissism means that everyone takes selfies, invariably in stupid poses. Or you've seen them, the goofy grin, the peace sign, standing on one leg. The culmination of this terrible trend is the selfie stick. Only the fact that museums have started banning these abominations gives me a glimmer of hope for humanity. And continuing with the somewhat cranky theme, my second story is called Propaganda Film. Looking straight into the camera, Lieutenant Schaefer began to read the propaganda script his captors had forced on him. He had considered resisting, but instead designed a better plan. He recalled Commander, later Admiral Jeremiah Denton, who was taken prisoner during the Vietnam War, and he used a series of eye blinks to spell out torture in Morse code as he read Viet Cong propaganda. Like Denton, the young lieutenant used Morse code to blink out a message. This one simply read, "Assholes." Back in the U.S., no one could agree whether Schaefer was referring to his Iranian captors or the spineless politicians back home. Well, that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week with more stories.
They say cameras don't lie, but mine lied like a rug, like a cheap watch. I'd take a picture of a beautiful woman, and when I got home and looked at the photos, the light was wrong, the photo was blurred, or the top of her head was cut off. My camera was a prefabricator. It was a Leica M3, and I suspected as much. I bought it in a small shop in Bonn, Germany from an ex-Nazi. I should have avoided the place, as it was frequented by skinheads and lots of older men with glasses and brown overcoats. 2. The ultra-miniature camera was cleverly integrated into the frame of my thick glasses. I could trigger the camera and microphone with a small radio device in my pocket. I'd be markedly rude to someone just to get a close-up of their expected enraged expression and their explosive reaction. Often I went out of my way to be purposefully rude to the barista or the waitress at the cafe. This morning, the last image that was recorded was the fork approaching the center of my forehead as I made a particularly ugly remark to the obese server at Woolley's restaurant. Number 3. My new camera is the shit. It has a dozen modes, takes 2 flash chips, has built-in Wi-Fi, accepts voice commands, prompts subjects to smile, to stay still, to move left or right, higher or lower, can take ultraviolet and infrared images, emits a signal if more than 10 feet away from me, has gyro stabilization, ear and mic jacks, wireless charging capacity, and it can send a signal to outboard recording discs or to a cloud account. It features an ultrasonic sensor cleaning motor, etc., etc. I found the camera in the back seat of my landlord's Lincoln.
Greetings, Januarians, and welcome to the end of January. Munzee here to rescind your nickname and usher you out of the month, though I will not actually be singing Usher for what I feel are obvious reasons. Let's ride! My Camera by Christopher Monroe. I've bought a Polaroid camera. And film, obviously. It would have been pointless without film. I bought it just in case I meet a girl with brown hair and glasses, who loves the Smiths and wants to teach me to love life again in the way a child does. We'll lay by the river, talking about our hopes and dreams while I snap Polaroids of the two of us falling in love. I don't have a specific bespectacled brunette in mind yet. I bought it just in case. After all, if I ever do meet her, I'd hate not to be ready. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at MunzeeMunzee. So ends January, my Januarians, and so ends my tale. But there will be more months, so weep not for this one. Weep not.
Good morning, Richard here. Just 2 stories, camera. You know all those moments when you just wish you had a camera with you, only you haven't? That's the story of my life. Those once-in-a-lifetime opportunities to capture history in the making, but the camera's still in the car. Those freak occurrences when you're in the right place at exactly the right time, and your camera isn't. Those iconic shots that get put on T-shirts and are recognizable the world over. If only you'd brought the camera. Happens to me time after time. I'm beginning to think that press photographer was definitely the wrong career choice. And this is the Gospel according to Norman, the parable of the tourist. It so happened that a certain stranger to the country was separated from his family and found himself lost in the city. It came to pass that good fortune led him to the temple square, where he gazed in wonderment at the great house of the Almighty, built by the toil of faithful men. Wishing to preserve the moment, he brought forth his camera, calling upon a passer-by to assist. As he posed before the temple gates, the rogue made off with his camera, disappearing into the crowd. Do not be fooled. Though the temple is holy, man is not. And there you have it. 2 stories. That's me done. Until next week, goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Lily was bored. Work, home, the occasional walk at the beach. It was during one of these walks that she spotted the camera. She looked around. The beach was practically deserted. A few surfers challenged the waves. She grabbed the camera and wiped the sand away. Then she clicked the power button, and there it was, someone else's life. The family get-together, a birthday, and a wedding. The pregnant girlfriend and the beach. This beach. Suddenly, Lily's life wasn't boring anymore. She had to find these people. Yes, and in the meantime, she would be the keeper of their past. This is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com and talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Amy. Come by Bahamas anytime. We'll be happy to have you. My submission this week: hair, makeup, outfit perfect. Vultures, pixel whores, candid money shot stalkers, bounty sold to the highest bidder for gold and recognition. Not the halos of light and soft shadows image. No, they covet the moment when the wind is angry and a memorable contortion belies natural grace. Posture perfect, chin up, sparkle on, and moving gingerly to the elevator, my eyes scan, anticipating the sneak attack. I smooth and position before the lobby doors open. Nothing. Stealth bastards. Realization won't deflate my outer calm. I move confidently into the spotlight of a chandelier and tap, smiling at my Verizon LG.
Hi, I am Aubrey Lynn Jepson of aubreylynnjepson.wordpress.com, aka the Taming of the Muse blog, and here's my story for this week. Most of the time when people see me wandering around with my nice camera, they figure I'm into photography. I guess they're not wrong, technically. A part of me wonders if that would be better, maybe easier, than what I actually do. Sitting in a car outside a seedy motel or bar isn't exactly glamorous work, but catching people at their not-so-finest moments, it pays the bills. I suppose maybe I am a photographer. The subjects just don't know that their secrets are no longer secrets. It's not an art, but it is lucrative. That will have to do for now.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. That bright flash you saw out of the corner of your eye with sunlight catching my lens. Foolish of me, really. I should take more care. It would be such a shame to give the game away now. I've been watching you for weeks, camera documenting every movement and every moment as your life unfolds through my viewfinder. I know your routines, what you do, where and when you go. There's not a thing I don't know about you. Your own personal, private camera shoot. And, one of these days, I'm going to shoot you. For real.
Hello, night people. Tom here. I have a few updates. Story total, 8,250. Story average, crept up a little bit, 16.18. Movement, Charlie is just behind Jeffrey of Greater Heights to move into the 28th position. Richard, surprisingly enough, moves ahead of Jeffrey and changes places with 355 stories. At the same time, breaking the 70% contribution rate. Anything else in here? Oh, welcome back, Danny. And Justin, come back. My story this evening is called I am Camera. Most kids' first camera was a Kodak box brownie, but not yours truly. At the tender age of 10, I was shooting with a twin lens Zeiss Icon Icaflex, a camera my father had purchased in Japan during the Korean War. Beautiful 2.25-inch negatives. By 12, I had an entire darkroom set up in the back bathroom. Over the years, I've had a dozen SLR cameras, shot thousands of photos. I got boxes of negatives shot over a half a century. You would think I might harbor a romantic longing for chemical photography. Screw that. Give me digital. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Turo Brazoino here with a story on the subject, camera. I have an aura camera. At least, that's how I present my stall at Mind, Body and Spirit shows. The camera is loaded with UV-sensitive film, and with a few black lights and cold reading, it turns a steady penny. Then this guy shows up, tall, elegant, a little odd. "Would you like to really see auras?" he says. "The camera works well enough," I say, trying to figure his game. "The gift chooses you," he says, and walks off. And now I do see everyone's auras. I can't see my own, though. They don't show up in mirrors or in cameras.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 510 with a prompt of camera. Here's my story. Tyler Perry mugged for the TV cameras as he walked up the red carpet, a late nominee to the Oscars. A multiple nominee, Mr. Perry waited in vain for a win in the categories of script writing for his most recent offering in the Madea franchise, Madea and Pee-wee Herman's Big Adventure, and costuming for his portrayal as Madea in Madea and Pee-wee Herman's Big Adventure. Unfortunately, his greatest disappointment was not winning the category of Man Dressed as an Old Fat Woman, which went to a high school drama class's recording of their performance of Mrs. Doubtfire. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
I've got one of these smartphones with a built-in camera. I can't remember the last time I used an actual camera. I know I've got a digital camera somewhere in my desk drawer, which might come in handy if I ever need to snap a photo of my camera. If nobody else with a smartphone is around, or I couldn't manage to get a hold of someone, since it is a phone, after all. Or text someone, or Facebook a meetup. Although, I could probably snap a photo of my smartphone with the camera in my laptop. Never mind.
So, hey, hi there. Wasn't that fun? We just heard a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of camera. There aren't any more. Nope, no more. Unless you go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, look up all the information on the, you know, Stuff Weekly Challenge, and you send one in late. But there's no such thing as late. We have all the time in the world. The nuclear weapons have fallen. We were in the bank vault. And we haven't broken our glasses. Plus, we're wearing contacts. Nah, nah. So, time enough at last. Mr. Bemis wins! Okay, maybe not. head on over to the site, check out the Text the People stories, links to their sites if they weren't ashamed to share them. The next topic is Stranger. Why do I say the next topic when I have an actual post that talks about it? More coverage. Maybe I should take out an ad in the New York Times and endorse the topic of Stranger. Everybody's a stranger. Stranger danger! I don't know what else to ramble about. Who the hell are you people? Say something in the comments. You know, if you haven't posted anything before, come on. Take a moment and do it. Do it up on Stitcher Aware. I'll see y'all next week. Thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief.